Come on then, fans. Mate, it's a while since I've done a full advance. Proper Robert walks in London and records with Vans type audio view. And so I thought I would do one. It's a funny noise, isn't it? Funny hissy noise. I think it's a bus or something. It went past me a minute ago. Find left, Vans. That's a funny angle to take the curb at, but alright. Forward, Vans, let's go then. And forward. Thank you. Right, I am dangerously carrying my phone in my hand so as to give you a better sound quality. Don't say I never do anything for you. Find a crossing, big boy. And which way are we going to go this evening? There's a curb, Vans. There's a curb. Alright, forward. Let's go. Find the middle. Where's the middle, Vans? Come on, wake up. And forward. Good boy. Find the way. Okay. Oh, Vans wants to go left. Very strong desire to go left. I wasn't going to go left, but it looks like we are now. I know I shouldn't let him decide, but to be honest, it doesn't make a jot of difference which way we go. I usually only go and walk past Parliament when there's anything exciting or controversial or something going on. So there's a chance of stumbling into various news interviews or something. I don't know. But it's a Friday, so everybody's in their constituencies anyway. Straight on, Vans. And all of the excitement is anyway of a party political nature at the moment, not of a parliamentary nature. Straight on, Vans. On you go. Well, I suppose apart from the there was the right to die debate today, wasn't there? On you go, Vans. Big stream of traffic going past me in the opposite direction to me, going west. It's not west at this point, it's south at this point, but anyway. West eventually, if they keep going. That makes no sense, does it, if you don't actually know where we are. I won't try and explain it. It's probably a bit boring. Go on, Francisco. Oh, sorry. I apologising? That was a fence. Go on, Vans. I only realised when my elbow struck something very hard that wasn't a person. Or if it was a person with a iron frame. Iron shoulder. Maybe it's the Iron Man. There you go, Vans.
Meeting at 2:30.
When you go then, big boy. Vans is very distractible at the moment. It's lovely having him back, lovely working him. So eager to work that he's all over the place. Straight lines have gone out the window. It's now moving between whatever takes his fancy. Come on then, big boy, find the way. Forward. Right, that would be the road entrance to Blackrod's Garden. something like that, isn't it? Ah, is that right, Vance? Trying to keep in, I think. Keep in. That's it. Good boy. That feels a bit better. Good boy. Go on, straight on. I felt him veering quite sharply left there, which is a risk of ending up on the sort of internal road that runs past Parliament. The road within the security barricades, which I didn't especially want to do. You may have heard Big Ben striking. I think that was 7:30. Probably would be. There's a helicopter up there. Good boy, Vance. I'd say he was a bit more direct through there. That was good. Probably less distracting. Brief glimpse of some light on the right there from the, I think it's the walkway that descends down towards the security checkpoint for the palace, and then it's vanished and just got the street lights. I should say it's 7:30, whatever it is, it's very dark. Winter's coming. Hey, big boy, I think what we'll do is walk over the Westminster Bridge on this side, which is the quieter side. I don't fancy playing dodge the tourists this evening. And forward, Vance. Good boy. That's the road exit from Parliament. Forward, Vance. Entrance. You'll know all this quite soon, won't you? If you listen to enough of my booze, you'll know where everything is.
Is it all?
Friend, right, big dog. Right, please, Vance. I know it's busy. Yeah, we're going right, Vance. I don't want the crossing. Right, Vance, right, please. Good lad. I know you want to get that way, but I don't. Not today. Sorry for any wind noise on the microphone. It's a bit breezy this way. Oh, busy on Westminster. Well, Bridge Road, it's not quite Westminster Bridge yet. Straight on, Vance. This little zigzag he did might have been the security bollards, or it might have. That horse is going past. Sounded like it, didn't it? Very loudly trotting ones, if they were horses. Almost sort of comedic, half coconut shell type trotting. Glop, 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 glop. I know I'm mad. I know it at least. Go on, straight on, Vance. No, no, not today. Good boy, though. Good boy. Come on, let's go straight on. Come on, go straight on for me, Vance. Good boy. That was the... I don't know what they call it, actually. Go on, Vance, straight on. Straight, please. South side of Westminster Bridge entrance to Westminster Station that he was trying to take me into. It was very kind of him. But I didn't want to go there either. So it's going to be really windy now. Dirt to my eye, and I can't get it out because I haven't got a hand free. Go on, Van, straight on. This is my first nighttime dark walk that I have done with the hound in over a month. And it's always a funny thing because my sight is so different between light and dark. It plunges so much at night that I still almost do a double take and think, can I do that? Of course I can do it, because I've got fans. And I could do it with a cane. But I might not want to do it with a cane. On you go, Vance. But still one of those things that even 6 years into working Vance and knowing how good he is, still feels slightly odd to walk at night. Doesn't stop us going at high speed and going anywhere. And I just need to not let it stop me doing it yet when I'm without a guide dog for a time. Now we need to start looking for the crossing, big dog. Boy, big doggy boo. That was normally one by now, but he is good at finding it, so I trust him. If he hasn't found it, then it's obviously not there, but unless I asked him too late, I suppose. But say, oh yes, I can hear it. That's good. But we're not going to make it on this cycle. What was I going to say? I have to say something. I found a box for me, Vance. It's a box. Yeah, that'll do us. Good boy, found a crossing. What I was going to say, I have to say, no, I can't remember what I was going to say. At all. Right, anyway, I know just crossing bleeps because I heard it a moment ago, so I don't need to hold on to the little knob thing. Oh, I know what I have to say. I have to say, my leg hurts. I shan't dwell on it. But, forward, Vance. Straight on. Yeah, that'll do us, I think, Vance. Good boy, find the way. Forward. I think. Slightly confused, but anyway, we'll see how we go. Leg which I hurt in Sicily 2 weeks ago. Is not enjoying the walk, let's just say. The rest of me is, though, so that's all right. going to make this a short recording, but since we're so close to Waterloo now, I might as well continue it. And if you've made it this far, then you deserve a medal, obviously. Whether you get one is another matter. But you would at least have completed a almost end-to-end journey with me. Walking from somewhere vaguely near work to Waterloo. So anyway, we're now on York Road, I think it is. It's nowhere near York. I'm not even convinced that it even points towards York, especially. Here people coming off the sort of piazza space that was also left there, which is in front of the old GLA County Hall place, now full of hotels and aquaria and other assorted excitements. Aquaria? Is that the correct plural of aquarium? I don't know. It sounded right. I'm not arguing with myself. Oh, and it's really windy down here too. Vance, you are doing sterling work. Excellent. You're a good boy. Oh, and I go and kick him. That's the road. Where's the box, Vance? Where's the box? In the box? Oh, well done. Good boy. I'm crossing. Where's crossing? Good boy. I could do with holding this one, really, because I think it has a thing. Yes, it does have a thing. Vance, come back a bit, please. You feel a bit close. Back. I was about to say that it's usually fairly safe to go on this one when you're not meant to, but come right back, Vance. Thank you. But had I done it right at that moment, I would have been run over by a bus. All right, and we're off. But this is the bus going. All right, now we're going. Let's go. Let's go then, big boy. No, straight, please, Vance. That's it. Good boy. Right, we are on the last leg now. As I'm on my last leg. It's appropriate. Come on, Vance, straight on. Fresh paint up here. Don't know what they've been doing. In fact, it feels like there's like a hoarding or something next to me. I can feel a wall where there shouldn't normally be a wall. Ah, I know what it could be actually. There's meant to be some huge building works taking place at the Shell Centre. Whole new buildings going up. I think it could be that. Is, can we get on the pedestrian bridge? Vance, can you get over? Can you find the steps? Find right, find the steps. Yes! Alright, well done. Good boy, Vance. Let's go then. Oh, steady, Vance. Good lad, let's go then. Go find a step. Good lad, let's go. Oh. Right, that's me exhausted for the day. Wait there, please, Vance, one sec. Just let me check something. Alright, here we go. We will lose the traffic noise in just a second. Yeah. The acoustic changes as we walk under an office block, across another bridge. Straight on, Vance. Which runs across a road that's no longer used because used to be the taxi road for the Waterloo International. Since Waterloo International hasn't existed as an operational station for 8 years. Pretty quiet, and then Waterloo, properly. I always love that announcement. I always wonder whether any person for whom English is not their first language understands what is meant by articles in that context. It definitely won't be leaving the newspaper. Find right, Vance. And it is at this point, dear listener. Find right, Vance. Go to the right. Let's go to the right for a sec. Good boy. At this point, dear listener, that I must leave you because I need to find out when my train is. So, bye for now.